Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Of Mice and Men and Monsters.
You hear that, robot? You hear that, Master Elf? Where we're going, there is no magic. Remember how I said earlier the guards were human? Those aren't human. I just saw a beholder.
I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
So, Bertram, you've made it out the door, but you hear this, like, tinkling behind you, and you realize that somebody has tripped over something, and the stalks on this beholder start to come to life. Roll for initiative.
Oh!
When we last left off, we had a chance for you guys to continue to make your way slowly through this prison, undetected, truly sneaking in and completing your task of breaking Crusoe out of this prison. But alas, you three did what you three do best, and that is fuck some shit up.
All right. This is very, this Good is the Lord. Least biased Hell you've yeah. ever been.
I say that with all the love in my heart.
It's like when the narrator turns on you. You're just like, what?
It reveals the narrator's actually the antagonist this whole time.
My favorite Agatha Christie's.
So you are in the security checkpoint room, and there was a beholder asleep, as much as a beholder can be asleep. And so as you commenced your sneaking across the room, first we had Bertram. Not quite. Maybe his clanking.
I made it
across.
Through.
You made it through, but you did kind of start to wake them up a bit.
Yeah,
made their senses come alert a little bit. But then we had Penny in the presence of really her crush, maybe, or just someone she greatly admires in the guise of Edmond Dantès.
I just
the
respect the
only
work.
Individual to have escaped from the prison of Monte Cristo, and. Knocked over what you decided was a canister of pencils to carry on with this detective room, police room theme. And in that Christmas, we have fully awakened this beholder. And so to begin our episode today, I ask each of you, roll initiative.
Oh, man.
I'm nervous.
Before any of that happens, am I allowed to grab said pencils?
No. You can do that as your...
As I'm playing?
As part... Like, you could do that as a simple action when it's your turn.
All right.
I rolled a
10. I
thought
I'd sneak it in.
I rolled a 7.
18.
Whoa.
Since my last roll was a crit 1, this is what I was owed this.
Okay.
So there's the beholder, and then there's also something else? Or is it just,
no,
just the one?
Just this one guy. So Penny, with that role, you are first up in the lineup. And so as you kind of look up and see this figure in front of you rouse itself from its sleep, you realize that the typical eye stalks of a beholder, those actually aren't eye stalks, which you thought before. as they start to unfold and come out of the body, you see two tentacles, and at its ends are actually smaller mouths. So it has a single eye in its round body, and its flesh is this sickly purple. And these magenta stalks with mouths on the ends, two of them, one on each side, extend from its body. And you see other shorter stumps as if they've been mangled and cut off and not usable right now. So he has one main eye and two mouth stalks.
Oh no, was this guy hurt and then he was put on the lame job that nobody wanted because they didn't think he was useful anymore and now we gotta kill him?
They put him back on a desk.
Stop taking pity on all the bad guys.
But what if my empathy is wins him over and then he becomes my familiar?
Oh, try. Okay, oh, try it. Watch out, see what happens.
You would be the first one ever to have
Beholder friend.
It's kind of like when he's like, poor whale. It's like, this is a demon whale that's coming for you and yeah, your soul.
But the whaling industry has really done a lot of harm. Okay. So as I had knocked over the pencils, I felt it and I turned and I tried to grasp it. Of course, I didn't get everything. So I got two handfuls of pencils and then the canister and more pencils clinked down. So I'm standing there awkwardly. I see him and I'm holding just like handfuls of pencils. Is that okay?
Yes, I'm okay with this.
Then I'm holding hand. I'm just standing there, handful of pencils, and I see him, and I panic, and then I want to hurl a pencil at it, and I want to say, "Eat lead."
Okay.
Oh, that's so good.
And then I look back at Dantes to see if he's impressed.
He gives you a toothy smile, and also just crossing his fingers, like, "Please, for the love of God." Yeah, go ahead, and you're going to make a ranged attack for this, and that is rolling a d20 and adding your dexterity modifier.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Yeah, I got crit one again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. So is that five, or that's just crit one, right? I don't get to do anything to that.
No, once again, when you in D&D, when you roll a one, then that is a miss no matter what the extra bonus modifiers you can add to it. Just like when you roll a 20, that is the best possible outcome that you can do. Mm-hmm. So with that one, this is known as a critical failure. And so something happens that can be an adverse reaction, not meant to greatly maim you or hurt you, but is meant to be a big goof up. And so I would love to give you ownership even over this. I don't want to just give you ownership over your successes. I want to give you ownership over your failure. So how would you imagine this screwing up?
Penny leans to throw it. And then there are still pencils on the ground. And so she trips and just face plants right in front of it. And it's just not cool.
I think that's fair. So you are now prone.
You just Penny, made yourself prone. You elected to have yourself prone.
The other option was to get a pencil bounce back into my eye, and I figured that was worse.
Or you hit Edmund, your idol, right in the throat.
Oh, no.
I was going to have somebody get pierced, so that is fair. Nice. You are now prone, which means that when it is your turn again, that you're going to have to use your full action to stand up again. Mm-hmm. So you won't be able to make an attack. And there will be an advantage if this guy decides to attack you. But yeah, you're on the ground.
All right, boys, go get him.
Eowyn, you just saw Penny attempt to make a brilliant move and then greatly just boof it and is now flat on her face.
Yes. So I'd like to make like a perception check in the room. I forget. Is there a table? What am I looking at in the room? I know there's lockers. There's a door on the other side. Anything else?
I don't think you need to roll perception for this. I'll just tell you what you see. Scanning the room, you see behind you is the locker that you just were able to shimmy open and find the cool loot in there and the interesting objects. To your left would be kind of just a table running along the wall and then leading eventually on the far side to the door that you were trying to get through. That is where Bertram got through. And then on the right is the door you entered through. Straight ahead, you also see this, what you would recognize. In fact, I do want each of you to roll. Can you roll a nature check or a history check for me?
Oh, and that is a nat 20.
Nice. Oh. I got a 21 for history.
Okay, great.
I got 18 for nature.
All three of you recognize exactly what this creature is. It is actually not exactly a beholder. It is a lower form of a beholder. You see, beholders usually, each of you would know this for varying reasons, perhaps because beholders are things of nightmares in your realm. You know, maybe people would have heard of this. But beholders, when they dream dreams and have nightmares, oftentimes it creates smaller versions of themselves based off of what they fear. And so this is called a death kiss, which is like a junior type of beholder, which is born out of a beholder's nightmare of great blood loss, say from desanguination or being bit by something that drinks blood or just lacerations or anything. And
whoa.
So, yeah, this is
a deep cut. I like it.
Yeah. So all three of you would recognize this is what it is. So that helps you know that it has less inherent magical abilities and more just piercing damage that it will try to inflict. But so you see that. And then what you notice as you sweep across the room to the door that you want to get through, you notice that there's a panel next to that door with two buttons on it.
If I remember correctly, so was there a chair that, what is it called again? The kiss? Pink kiss?
The death kiss was not death in a kiss. Chair. They kind of just float. There's no need for chairs. Okay.
Is there a table anywhere close? Or like how far away is that table?
It's a long table running along the wall. So it's immediately next to you within 6 feet.
Okay. I would like to run and jump onto the table. And so I guess like as Penny is reaching for the pencils, I start to run. I jump on top of the table and I'd like to jump with both hands and kind of like Prince of Persia, my dagger right into the eye of the death kiss.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. We have some rolls to do, my son.
Yes.
All right, my beautiful nature boy. You're first going to do either athletics or acrobatics to see that you're able to get up onto that table and run.
Ooh, that's a 20. It's an unnatural 20.
Hey, that's great. Acrobatics. So yeah, you do it. You can even add some flair if you want.
Yeah, I do like a backflip to get onto it.
Oh, a backflip?
A standing backflip jump. I am one with nature and jumps.
There's wood in this table, therefore I am one with the wood in the table. So you're able to
carry me.
You're able to standing backflip onto this table, run across, and I'm going to have you make another athletics or acrobatics to see that you can accurately run and jump where this little guy is floating.
Okay. Oh, that's a 4. Not so good.
All right, so I want you to then make your attack with your dagger with disadvantage.
Okay, great. All right, that's a 15 and a 12.
So I'm imagining this as Awen just fancily, even I don't know if like you even like kind of also look at Edmund being like, you got stuff, I got stuff too, or anything like that. I don't know. But you can make your little flip, run across the table, and then you kind of misjudge. You see this death kiss floating in the air and you overjudge it. And holding your dagger aloft above your head, you just sail right past him.
Oh. Whiff, whiff.
But
two of our people
safely.
Are just laying down, and Edmund's
no, you
just
land
like,
safely.
What the?
You land safely. Oh, okay. I'll let you.
He tucks
land
and rolls.
Safely
he
one.
Tucks and rolls.
Tuck and roll that. And
you
so,
look really
yeah,
cool
you.
When you do it.
Just airball.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do with your turn?
Nope.
That's weird.
It's all gone.
Bertram, you see two of your teammates whiff in their own way, one worse than the other. This guy is that you know, this death kiss is still there, unscathed, and looking very confused.
I think I'm going to, because I made it out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, even at the beginning of the fight, if I started outside in the hallway still. And so I'm hoping, can I have, like, get the jump on him? Maybe this Death Kiss doesn't even know that I'm here since I'm out in the hallway. Is there some way I can get some kind of advantage for, I don't know, trying to get the jump on him, or I don't know.
Can you do a check on sneaking for me?
Stealth? You always call it sneaking.
I have my own names for each of them in my head.
Oh, nat 20 on that one.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. That's enough to beat his passive wisdom. Sure. Yeah, sweet. He does not notice that you are in the hallway. So by the time he actually fully woke up, he is only aware of the three individuals in the room with him and not of you, who is, you're now in the hallway.
How does getting the jump on someone, for lack of a better term, what kind of advantages does that have? Is that advantage on an attack?
It has advantage in that it gives you advantage.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, so, and real quick, sorry I'm asking a lot of questions, but after from our previous roles about history and nature and what we know about this creature, would we know any kind of particular weaknesses of said creature or anything that, like, I don't know, hurts it specifically, or where it gets its power from, anything that might be useful at this time?
You rolled a 21, right?
Yes.
For your, okay.
History. For my book knowledge, my book learning.
You know that this particular one, although it deals piercing damage, it also fears piercing damage, and its hide is very soft to that. So you have that. And then also, although you can't cast magic here, if you had been able to, there's a weakness to earth magic. So magic having to do with the earth. Okay.
And it's one big eye, right? I mean, it's one eye.
Yes, it's
amongst other tentacles and things, but
it's like if Mike Wazowski's hands had mouths on them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know that its main point of weakness is the central eye, but you also have these two mouth stalks instead of eye stalks that really, if you cut it off, it takes about 1 week to grow back.
Okay.
So it's not like one that'll just like show up again or surprise you in that way. But you are taking a lot of the damaging aspects of it away if you do cut off the mouth stalks.
Okay, I think sneaking in, at least to start, while I have the jump on him, or it again, I think I would, as I'm sneaking in and approaching this Death Kiss, I would reach behind me towards some of my flowers, and I would grab some kind of plants, and I would start kind of grinding them in my hand, kind of like to like a powder. And so when I get right next to it, I'm hoping I can just get right next to its big old eye and say...
Pocket sand.
Yeah. And say, hello there.
Terrifying. Oh.
Oh, how do I you like
do?
That.
How do
I
you like do? That.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, and just blow that right in its big old eye, hoping to blind it.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I'm going to have you roll just to see like how much you inhibit this eye. So
if you remember, with this being my integrated tool, I have a double proficiency bonus for ability checks made with it, and you let me do that once per long rest.
Yes. So I'm willing to just have you roll the d20 and add those proficiency bonuses onto this.
Double proficiency bonus.
So only
it's not a stat.
You with your rolls. We need to make sure we.
I know, but it's not a stat. Like I'm not doing like this. Isn't like a dex or I mean, it's just a straight up 20.
It's just a D20, and
with my proficiency,
proficiency being 2, bonuses.
It'll be 4. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Man, my rolls are good today. 23.
You say this, and immediately this little blob's like,
what the?
And as he is curiously like trying to figure out what's going on, you blow this herbage into his eye perfectly, pinpointing it right in the center. It just coats this orb, and he is now blinded, unable to see, which is nice for you guys, because now on your attacks against him, you're going to get advantage. And that takes away his advantage on you, Penny, which is also nice.
Hell yeah.
So it is now Edmund's turn. So he's going to take out this crossbow from his back, and he's going to take aim. So I'm going to roll for him.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Yes, it's a hit. Of course it is, Edmund. You cheeky bastard. All right, let's do a little bit of damage.
Penelope's just swooning from the ground.
Not again. All right, so he hits him for 5 damage. And we're going to have, now it is the monster's turn. Let me do my quick points, though.
Does it attack with disadvantage now for being blind?
Oh, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Attacks with disadvantage. So he is going to swing directly at you, Bertram, and he is going to try to grapple you. And so we're going to do a strength contest.
Oh, no.
My boy Bertram, so
strong. He's going after the one without blood.
Yep. He just has dirty, dirty oil.
Oh, man, you're coming at me on a good day. 19.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's really good.
This is like magic.
And he rolled 12. Yeah. Okay, so he tries to grapple you and is unsuccessful. That's with one of the tentacles. And with the second tentacle, he's also going to try and grapple you, Awen. So now we're going to do a little bit of a tug of war.
I yell out, don't probe me!
Sometimes it's nice to be prone on the ground.
When he's floating up.
I thought you were going to say sometimes it's nice to be probed.
Yes.
Never.
Okay.
So he rolled a 14 for strength.
All right. And I am rolling strength. Sorry. I rolled a 6.
Oh. Okay. So he does grapple you.
Okay.
And as soon as he grapples you, he is going to try and also, like, at the end of it, you see just this mouth, so it's going to try and bite you. So he's going to make an attack against your AC. Let me guess. 4, does that hit?
Oh, man. Just barely. Misses.
Oh, man. Woof. Oh, that was close. Okay.
Get away and from me, stupid hand. Just slap it away.
So you're still grappled. You're still grappled, right, but right. you didn't get
just
bitten.
Swipe it from my face. Just, ah.
Okay, excellent. And that will end his turn. So we're now to the top of the order. Penny, you can attack from the ground, or you can use your whole turn to stand up, and we can have other simple actions for you to do.
I think I'm going to stand up while he's still kind of blind. I think that's probably my best move.
Okay.
So Penny's going to stand.
In addition to this standing for your whole action, you know, you can say something. You can do a simple action like grabbing something from your pack. Really, it's up to you what you want to do with it. Or we can just close this out and move on to the next.
If I used my bone whistle, will it take 4 turns for those dogs to show up and help us out?
This is where your friendly DM tells you that that is a magical whistle.
You're right. It is magic. All right. I'm just going to stand up. I'm going to stand up to be ready to fight.
Okay, great. And then we move to you, Awen. So you are now grappled, so you can use a strength check to break free from that grappling, or you can do other things while just remaining grappled. If you really just like this tentacle hug, by all means, stay there.
Okay, so Awen is going to pull the... Awen's going to reach out with his hand and grab... You know, like when you're holding a snake? When you're going to like pick a snake up off the ground?
That's
like
biting definitely at you. I do that all the time.
You're talking to a city boy over here.
Okay, so...
You know when it's like when you're grabbing and holding and kissing a snake.
I love that. You guys know when you pick up snakes.
So you get a stick and then you pick it up by its head and then you put your hand right behind its, like right behind its head, so that it's not going to like turn around and bite you. Right,
right. Right.
So I'm going to do that with the little like creepy mouth tentacle hand. Well, that's one ugly son of a bee. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I'm going to slice it with my dagger. I'm going to try to slice that hand off. Ooh. That little mouth off.
You and Penelope bringing the puns. The puns are in the attack.
Just really, just love it. Oh, man. I think you got my weighted die, Adam, and now I have the bad ones. That was a 7.
Woo!
You're going specifically for the stock, though, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to slice
that
the
hits.
Stock. Oh, yes. Okay, great. Dang. So that is 3 damage.
Okay. So it doesn't cut it off, but it does slice it deeply, and you just hear this muffled yell like... All right, Bertram, you're next up.
Did we determine, you probably already said it, with it being blinded, not only does it have disadvantage attacking us, do we have advantage against it with the idea that it doesn't... It can't see where we're coming from, so we can't dodge it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I think I'm going to then take my crossbow at it and try it again. Go for the eye. That was a 7 to hit. Ooh, that's right. That's a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. Definitely hits.
Man, I am looking good in front of Edmund. He's probably so proud of me.
Got those new weighted dice.
Look at me now, Dad.
For 1. Damn it. After all that, I need to stop
Jinxed
talking.
It.
I know.
So you aim your crossbow, you hit him square in the eye, just maybe in the corner, you know, one of the, like the tear ducts or anything, and chip it off for 1 point of damage. So Edmund is going to... Yeah, I think he's going to just... fire another bolt at that, but he is going to also move toward the door. So he's going to come towards where you are, Bertram. And so it's, you know, within his movement, so he makes it all the way over to the door, and putting him in even better range of this eye. Oh, but he misses. So he had like a good thing going on the other side, but he got a little cocky, and so he missed. And with that, we're going to have our blind boy is going to once again try and pierce you with its mangled mouth tentacle again, Awen. That is 18 versus AC.
Does not. Oh, that definitely hits.
Oh wait, I have to do it at disadvantage. Hang on.
Aha.
13 versus AC.
That I have 13 AC.
Okay, tie goes to the runner. That means I still. Hurts you. And so he's going to pierce you for 5 damage. And then with it, because he gets a multi-attack. So with Ooh. His other tentacle now, it's going to go straight for you, Penny.
Ooh, no.
And so we're going to first do a strength check. And so it's just you roll your strength, add your modifier for strength. And mm-hmm. I will, and whoever has the higher one goes. Ooh, but no. Remember, I have disadvantage.
I have a -1 for strength.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'm glad I'm disadvantaged because he rolled a nat 20 on the first one.
Oh.
All right, he rolled 11.
7.
Strength. Oh, okay, no!
So you are now grappled. He's also going to try and bite you. So we will.
You two are embarrassing me in front of Edmund. Pick it up, you two.
We're both.
That's 9
like...
versus AC, and I'm guessing that's below.
That is below.
Okay, so it misses. All right, bringing us back up. Penny, you're grappled now, but you're standing up, and it tried to bite you, and to no avail. So
I wish I had saved my oil of slipperiness for this moment. I would have doused myself. slipped right out of his arms. I do have other flasks of oil, so maybe can I use a flask of oil on myself, pour it on myself so he can slip out? It feels like a very Penny move.
Lube up.
Oh, why is Kate hiding her face? I don't understand.
I want to meta so bad.
No, do it. She wants to oil herself up and get all slippery. Just do
yeah,
it.
If you want to oil yourself, go ahead.
The way she
it's
said
you.
That.
So it's up to you.
It might make a mess and have tracks of footprints, but if you have an idea, I say go for it. Don't like.
All right,
don't
I'm gonna pour. No, my go-to
don't listen to me.
My go-to is always to be slippery, so I'm gonna. I grab out of my bag some oil. I have two flasks of oil, so I unleash one of them on myself. In the hope.
What kind of oil is this? Like olive oil is gonna rub in after a while. Like it's slippery for a little
this
bit.
This is probably lantern oil.
Okay.
Oh, definitely land.
So awesome. You want to be
super
flammable?
Great.
You want something that's flammable?
My God.
We're gonna go swimming soon. It'll help, right?
Penny,
no, this
Penny.
Is fine.
You want some of my boiled linseed oil?
That is just as flammable.
It's just straight kerosene. I'm just pouring kerosene on myself.
It says flasks of oil. It is not clear. So it's probably just.
It's avocado.
You choose. No, I'm. Let's role play this. What type of oil is this?
Oh,
it says
dead.
Flask of oil.
This is fish oil, because that's what they would have in the UK. You would have like fish oil, right? Oh. In like the streets of London.
In the UK?
That's where we are.
Yeah. She's from the streets of
surprise, guys.
London.
We're in the United Kingdom. Hello, British listeners. We're in your area.
Don't you all have fish oil? No.
Sorry about Bertram's voice.
I'm not going full Dick Van Dyke. I'm trying to be.
Oh, he can do it though. This is fish oil because I come from the rough Victorian streets of somewhere London. So I would have fish oil because they pull eels and stuff out of the Thames. I've been watching documentaries lately.
All right, yeah, you pour that fish oil.
I'm gonna smell so good.
You do. You are smelling the best you have in years. The smell just takes you back.
Home.
But it I will say that as a byproduct of that, you slip out from this tentacled grasp and mm-hmm. you are now free of it.
Hell yeah.
I'm also gonna say for this, do you want to make an attack as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna mm-hmm. do.
I'm gonna let you make an attack.
Because I have cunning action, so I get a bonus action anyway. Okay, I have my rapier. I fall down and I turn. I take a swipe at it from underneath.
Okay, you poured oil all over yourself. You are very slippery.
Yeah, I am very slippery.
Okay, you are no longer having advantage on this attack. Because, you know, if you disadvantage an advantage, it just nullifies itself.
Yeah,
so
just
roll
normal.
Regular. Just roll regular because those are slippery fingies you have now.
16, baby.
Tie goes to the runner. Yeah.
Nice.
His AC is 16, so you got it.
Baby. Baby.
So I get to roll for damage?
Roll some damage.
All right. My
and tell me where you're
1D8.
Aiming to.
Oh, wait. Attack bonus plus 2. What is that? Was that supposed to add that to my 16?
I bet you have it baked in. What do you have next to? Do you already have an attack? Did you just roll roll a 20?
I just rolled. I rolled a 16. I got 16.
Oh, yeah.
then
you
18?
Add the weapon.
Yeah, that would
the
be
attack
18.
Bonus.
I mean,
then
it would
definitely
hit no matter
him.
What. Yeah, you
7.
Definitely.
7.
Nice.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. What did you aim for?
His underbelly.
Because
I fell out of his arms and I went under for his little underneath.
Got a little belly. Yeah, you.
His
you
little
just,
gross floating belly.
It gushes open and you see blood just start pouring out. But he's. He's still hanging.
Does
in.
It pour out onto me because I'm underneath him? So now I'm covered in oil and beholder blood or death kiss blood?
Yeah, I think you are. With
yeah,
the proximity
ooh.
And everything? Yeah, you are now covered in the deep ochre of monster blood. So just this.
Great.
Just
like Carrie.
Great. You're looking great. Yes, just mm-hmm. like Carrie, except without the telekinesis. All right, we will then move on to Awen. So you just saw your buddy Penny cover herself in oil. Slip the grasp.
Was acting like this was an insane
Hold out
choice.
This rapier. Jumbles it a bit, but then successfully slices the underbelly, and now she's covered in blood, too. She's never looked more beautiful.
Just guts, I think, fall onto me. Lots of fish oil is splashing onto me. Oh, damn it, Penny! What the hell? This stuff stinks! I'm gonna slash at the hand again. I'm gonna try to cut this thing off and ungrapple myself. Because it's the hand that's grappling me, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is the tentacle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... Oh, yes. That's a 23 to hit.
Hell oh, yeah. That definitely hits. Yes, that right. hits.
And that's a 3 damage as well. Damn. Stupid dagger.
Yeah, I mean, the max is 4, so I mean, 3 isn't bad.
It's like barely hanging on there. It's still functional, but you know, like, it's just kind of... Just weakens. It's one hit away from just completely coming off. This guy's just not looking good, you guys. Bertram, you're up.
Yeah, I'll run over to the tentacle that's holding Awen, and I'll take a dagger and try and saw at it real quick. Just whatever.
Oh, yes.
Wait, like so butcher. You run over to where Awen is? So you're running through... You're running through this oil and this blood. So
well, I don't
I
know where everything's at. Wait, I don't know where everything's at. I don't know where that tentacle is going or how long it is. If I have to run through oil, then of course I'm not going to be an idiot and do some like Buster Keaton routine on some oil.
But you're so tall. It would be so funny.
All right, fine.
Yeah, the closer stalk to you without running through oil is near Penny. And then the hacked up stalk is on Awen's side, which is on the opposite side of this little guy.
Fine. Then you know what? Then I'll just do from a distance. I'll do a crossbow, and yeah. Since it's kind of maybe not moving as much since it's holding on to Awen, I'm gonna see if I can like
Ooh.
Pierce it from a distance and try and like hack it off.
Do it.
That was a unnatural 20.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
your rolls are great.
Yeah, you hit it.
Let's see how the damage does, though. I'm at 4.
You slice this thing clean off. So,
yes.
Hell yeah.
So it's still wrapped around Awen, but it is no longer joined with the main body of this monster.
Oh. So. Is it still, like, slithering?
It's still definitely. Flailing. Yes, yeah, just flailing around, like, the end.
You know, Aaron, like, when you cut off a snake and, like, the other part, when you're just kissing your snake. Wait, that sounds weird.
You're just kissing your snake.
Penny shouts out, Awen, more teeth for your collection.
Oh
yeah.
This thing definitely has its own teeth. I don't know if you want to put these in your mouth, but you can have fun with them.
Any teeth are welcome in my mouth.
I am with the two most filthiest compatriots I've chosen.
It is now Edmund's turn, and he looks at the wall beside him where the buttons are, and I'm going to have him do a perception check to see if he can notice anything more about these buttons. Okay. So he looks at them, and he seems just, it's almost like, you know, he kind of jolts up a bit like a light bulb's gone off. And he looks at you, Penny, since you're closest to him, because he's even with you, Bertram, so he doesn't really have to pull. But he's going to reach over and try and pull you towards the doorway, Penny. So for this one, since you are slippery, I'm going to have him do a little bit of a check. And so I'm going to have him do an athletics check just to see that he's successfully able to pull your bloody, oily self.
Yes.
Like losing grip.
Help.
Okay, so he passes. So he grabs you by the upper arm and he yanks you towards the door. And he's going to yell out to you, Awen.
Awen, get your ass over here.
And so that is going to close out his whole thing. So he did his full movement to examine the buttons. He saw something that gave him an idea. And he is going to grab Penny, pull her towards the doorway, and yell at Awen to get over there. And we have now our monster boy's turn. And so he has a free tentacle that is going around. And so it's going to try and grab you again, Awen.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Nat 20.
Disadvantage?
Oh, disadvantage. Thank you.
Keep him honest.
Roll for strength, Awen.
Oh, yes.
Okay. 16 strength.
It's a 7.
Okay. So you are now grappled, and he's going to bite at you. That's 17 versus AC.
That hits.
Damn.
So that is for 1 piercing damage.
Oh, right.
Penny, you have now been pulled to the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now up, and you, looking back, you have heard Edmund call out for Awen to join you, but as soon as you turn back, you see that he is once again grappled.
He is grappled. Mm-hmm. First of all, under the blood and the oil, she blushing. You just can't tell because she's covered in the I'm truly just doing this because it bothers Adam now, and it's very funny.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just so funny that you think that you're just like, you're swooning while covered in blood and guts and ichor.
I like that you have the wherewithal to blush in the middle of a fight.
I mean, I'm a women multitask, right? Isn't that how we work? Isn't that what they tell us?
I'm not
multitasking is a myth. It doesn't exist. But, mm-hmm. you know, to play into 50 stereotypes.
Down with the patriarchy.
All right. I send over. I grab Pip and I grab Pip over.
Oh, yes.
And I tell him one of my commands is chew. I send him over to get onto the arm of the beholder and to try to chew off the tentacle that is holding Awen. This is okay. So fun that there's no magic because I can actually be equaled versus you guys. You have all your fun spells.
Can your animals do attacks when they aren't a fighting companion?
I have commands, and those are the commands.
Steal, chew, feed,
food, spy, dance, bite.
So what Kimmy has chosen to do is she has entered her mouse into the fray. So now the mouse is fair game. I told her that. That is a choice that she is making. But a fair choice at that. I'm looking up because I did create created DCs, dice checks for you depending on which of the commands that you gave. So you have a preset list of commands with DCs on there. Do you have them in front of you, Kimmy?
I don't have the DCs, but I have the commands.
Okay, I found it. So bite is going to be rather simple.
Chew.
Okay, yeah. Chew is going to be the second most simple. So you're looking at a DC of 8.
So I have to roll 8 for it to work?
You have to roll an 8 or higher for it to work.
All right.
You got this. Believe.
And she rolled a 4. Yeah.
So damn, Pip, once again, Pip just is like a little toddler. He just is Pip not is wanting to listen to you.
All right. I just shrug and say, fair enough. I can't do anything else. My cunning action doesn't apply to this. So was that my only action? That definitely was.
Yeah, that was your, unless you have cool. a bonus action for this.
No, I don't. Not that I have. All I have is cunning action, but those are all dash, disengage, hide, or dexterity check, right? I can't just do another attack.
No. Not nope. for this
so,
right here.
Sorry, Awen.
No, that was the trade-off for our animal handling.
Yeah.
I guess Pip didn't like the smell of it either.
You gotta feed him more cheese next time you see him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Awen, you are grappled, and you thought for a brief second, oh, great, Pip's gonna save me. Oh, wait, no, it's Pip. Never mind.
It's so Pip.
He's gonna have his moment, guys, I swear.
Pip is too smart for this, you guys. Pip is, like, I looks again and says, nope, that's a beholder-type monster. I will not be handling this, and goes straight back into your pocket.
Awen is grappled again, and he says nothing, and he just slices down. He just slices down on the arm, trying to cut through this freaking tentacle, and he rolls a 10.
Yeah, that hits for the tentacle.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that hits the tentacle.
And that's a 3.
Okay. So, yeah, this tentacle is looking haggard. It is just so close to being cut off. Bertram. You see that you are ushered near the door. Your buddy is hacking at this tentacle around him, and it is almost loose. What do you do?
I would... So this tentacle isn't... I don't have to run through the oil or anything. Mm-mm. It's on my side, kind of where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go over to it and kind of go by Awen. I'm trying to put the knife in between them and like kind of like I'm cutting a rope loose around him. I'm trying to hack it with a dagger.
Great, great.
That was 18. Okay. 18.
That hits, yeah. The tentacle is really low on the AC, so
I was just seeing if I would get a nat 20 for double damage.
Mm.
3.
That hacks it off. Mm. That exactly hacks the tentacle free. So your buddy is now free.
And then I shove him in the back towards the door.
Okay. Can you do a strength check for me just to see how well you shove him?
14.
Okay. You're able to shove him right to the door. That's fine. But you yourself are still like all the way over there. All right. Edmund is next. So he is going to take his rope and he's going to try and lasso you, Bertram, and pull you over. So first I'm going to have him do his proficiency check with this. Okay, good. He passes that. So you feel this rope go around your middle, and now he's going to tug with a strength check. All right, that's an 18. So yes, he's able to pull you over real quick. And then he's going to shout at you, Penny, hit the button on the wall. Hit the right one. And then, so we're going to have our buddy can't see you guys, but he is going to try and swing wildly to bite in the air. So really he's doing something he knows is frantic, and yet he understands that like this is his last choice before calling in any reinforcements, because these guys are loath to ask for help. So he's going to try and bite. Yeah, he's going to try and bite you, Bertram, since you're the closest to him. And that's 17 versus AC.
Whoa. Yeah, that hits.
Okay, so that's for 3 piercing damage.
Bit my bottom.
So with that said, Penny, back at the top.
All right. So this panel, it's on the door close to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
This
right
button
next to it.
Are the buttons the exact same? Are we talking different colors? Like, what's going on?
There are 2 buttons. Same color.
Same color. You said, and it's top bottom, right? Or are they next to each other?
They're left, right, and you see insignias on each. So you see a lightning bolt above the left one and a flame above the right.
He said pick the right one, so I'm assuming he wasn't being, this is not a moment to be vague, so I'm going to hit the one on the right.
As soon as you hit it, you see this panel drop down from the ceiling and a large wall of flames engulf the far side of the room. Picking up the oil that is slicking up on the bottom of the floor, it's going to lick straight up onto this monster, since at one point it was in contact with you, Penny. So it's going to engulf him, and it's going to start racing towards you.
Ooh,
so,
yes.
I'm using that cunning action, baby, to disengage. Get me
I'm
out.
I'm disengaging with the oil. So yeah, I'm going to let you get out of there and just in time, and you slam the door shut. So with that, you are now out of this, and you have survived this encounter.
You're welcome, guys. I'm so good at pushing everybody's buttons. I really knew that skill would pay off.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.